Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 941 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And today we have a great question from Elena. But all right, here is the question from Elena.
Hey, Pat. Elena here. I really appreciate all you do for online entrepreneurs. I started my first business by listening to your site. That was Amazon. And now I am into my second business. I'm actually a sales consultant by trade, and I'm building a new website that's going to be taking on some online sales of a product that I'm developing. So I'm learning about landing pages, email funnels, all this stuff, but I'm not quite sure how to put it all together. What comes first? Chicken or the egg is basically what I'm asking. So I need to know what resources you recommend, podcasts, episodes, to teach me the proper order to do things in so I'm not wasting time, money, and making a bunch of mistakes. I just bought Will It Fly, so if that is one of the suggestions, I already know I'm on the right track. But is there anything else that you think I should be doing? Again, I'm building a website. I'm looking for new sales clients, but this website is going to be offering a unique service. And I want to get it done within the next 6 months. So anything that you can offer for help, I really appreciate it. I think you're awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Elena, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you and all your support. And congrats on taking action. It seems like you are in the right momentum with things. And now you just want to make sure you get the right things in place, which is great. Will It Fly is definitely great. And I'm so glad that you picked it up. Thank you. That's going to give you and lay down the foundation, help you discover like where it is you want to go, how you want to make this business a part of your life versus how to make your life a part of a business that you create, if that makes sense. You know, you're doing it in the right order in that way. Where I would go from there is actually I would listen to episode 263 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. You can go to smartpassiveincome.com/session263. That episode is with Clay Collins, the co-founder of Lead Pages. And Lead Pages is an amazing company. They help you build landing pages like you talked about earlier. I am an advisor for them as well as an affiliate. And so if you want to check out Lead Pages, you can go to askpat.com/leadpages. But you don't necessarily need that right away. I mean, it can help you start to build your email list, which Clay talks about. But really what that episode is about is laddering up. It gives you the steps and the processes you need to go from, you know, just starting out, post Will It Fly, essentially, post validating where it is you want to go. And then building a smaller audience up to maybe 1,000 to 2,000 emails, and that you are going to use a website to help you do. Although in the very, very beginning, you don't necessarily need that much to start to build your email list to, like, say, the first 100 people. So then email service provider would be really important at that point as well. To start, the one that I recommend typically is ConvertKit. I'm also an advisor and an affiliate for them as well, askpat.com/convertkit. And the reason I like that is, especially for beginners, it's just super easy to use, very intuitive, not expensive at all, and it grows with you, and they help educate their customers too, which I really like. But anyway, you're growing your list. And so Clay talks about that's the first ladder rung, right? Like Will It Fly is the ground that you put your ladder on. And then you take that first step, which is to the first ladder rung, which will get you to like about, you know, that $5,000 to $7,000 a month sort of mark, right? And then from there, you move up the ladder. And then it's like, okay, $70,000 a month. And then from there, then you build your seven figures kind of business after that. But it takes time, right? And you have to start with that first step. And so that's where you're at right now. So building a website, great idea. Collecting email addresses, that's definitely something you want to do. You could utilize lead pages if you wanted to do that, or some type of landing pages. And really, that's all you need. Then it's about, okay, putting out great content, building relationships with people out there, not only your audience, but other influencers too, and making it happen from there. You know, podcasting, blogging, videos, those are content channels that you can choose. And I would choose, like Clay talks about, one marketing channel that you use, one product that you eventually sell or this service that you're going to offer, and just focus on that, right, for the first ladder rung. And don't cloud your brain or lose the focus amongst all these other things that are out there, right? Like focus on one of those things. So, pick one of those content channels and really master it before you begin to automate it and move on to another one. You know, a lot of people see me with a blog and a podcast and a video channel, and they're like, oh, I got to do all those at the same time. And, you know, it's great that I have all them, but it's not how it started. I started out with a blog, and I blogged for like a year and a half until my YouTube channel came about. And then I did that for a year. And then I started blogging in 2010 in July, podcasting in 2010. And that really took off. For service-based businesses, all of those content platforms will work as long as you just really get people to know, like, and trust you and understand what it is that you have to offer. Then you're on your way. So, Elena, I know this is very high level, but I think episode 263 with Clay Collins, again, you can find that at smartpassiveincome.com/session263. That'll give you a good overview and sort of a line of sight there for you. And then those are the tools that I mentioned earlier for building those emails so that you can then reach out to people, potentially have your first set of customers if you don't have them already from that initial finding, those emails that you get. So, the other tools that I mentioned were lead pages and also ConvertKit. So there you go. Elena, thank you so much. I want to wish you all the best, and I want to send you an SPAT t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show as well. Thank you. And for all of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Mary Oliver. Instructions for living a life. Pay attention, be astonished, tell about it. All right, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.